Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. How many small business owners think about retirement when starting their business? Not many, which is understandable since all efforts are generally focused on growing the business, not leaving the company. However, at some point, all entrepreneurs want to know, how do you retire when you own your own business? There are some 12 million baby boomers who own a business. It is expected that between the years 2011 and 2032, at least 70% of them will be retiring. Estimates of the total wealth locked up in these companies runs in the trillions of dollars. Baby boomers are now between the ages of 57 and 76. While there are no precise numbers, 30% of business owners are between the ages of 55 and 64, and another 20% are over 65. This is according to the Census Bureau's annual business survey. That's more than 2 million businesses in total. Small business owners over the age of 50 were significantly less likely than their employees to have pension or retirement plans. This fact was reported by a U.S. Small Business Administration report. Even if they were maxing out their 401k and IRA, it was found that the rest of their cash went to support their lifestyle and the business. In their research, SCORE found that 34% of small business owners do not have a retirement savings plan. That means that not only do they not have a retirement savings plan, but neither do their employees. Data from SCORE also highlights the struggles that small business owners face when it comes to retirement planning and saving. They note that 40% of business owners are not confident that they will be able to retire before the age of 65. When small business owners were asked why they were unable to save for retirement, here are the reasons they cited. 37% said lack of profits to save for retirement. 21% used any previous retirement savings they had to invest in their business. 18% plan on selling their business to fund their retirement. 12% don't plan on retiring. And another 12% don't see the need to save for retirement. A Manta survey of nearly 2,000 small business owners also revealed that one-third of entrepreneurs don't have a retirement plan. As a result, many older small business owners are anxious about retirement. It's easy for small business owners to get distracted by the day-to-day financial decisions involved in running a company. But it is important to keep retirement savings strategies in mind. While it is important to focus on your business's success and growth strategy, as a small business owner, it is equally important to create a strategy for your own personal financial success. So what should the small business owner do to help when it comes to retire? The answer depends on what the business owner wants from the business, whether other people are involved, state regulations, and how the company is structured. Here are some steps you should take to start your retirement strategy. 1. Set concrete goals. 2. Develop a succession plan. 3. Build your support team. 4. Plan how you'll step out of your business. And 5. Diversify your retirement savings. Let me go over each one in more detail. So first, you should set concrete goals. When you plan for retirement, start by deciding where you want to end up. Living a modest life in an apartment, traveling around the world on your own yacht, or somewhere in between. Knowing the result you want to achieve allows you to start planning. Financial goals, like any goals, work best when they are specific, measurable, and time-sensitive. Set intentional and realistic retirement and financial goals so that you can work towards the retirement lifestyle that you envision. So said Elisa Todd, a financial advisor at the Wealth Consulting Group. Whether you decide to sell the business, hand it down to family or a colleague, close the business, which often requires selling assets like your equipment, or sell out a partnership, this decision will ultimately help you prepare for retirement. Of course, there are other options, such as selling the business to employees or retiring but staying on in some advisory role. To make the transition as smooth as possible, you want to know your options and plan ahead. How do you start the process of setting concrete goals? Think about your long-term career goals and write them down. Consider everything you hope to accomplish, particularly any goals that have financial ramifications. Do you want to pay off your house by a particular date? Set aside a certain amount of money for kids' college funds. Purchase a boat or a vacation home. Take a certain number of trips each year. Whatever your goals are, write them down and be as specific as possible with regard to amounts, dates, and funds needed to accomplish them. You can worry about sorting and prioritizing them later. The important thing to do first is to write them down where you can see them. Number two is to develop a succession plan. According to the same Manta survey, 34% of small business owners don't have a succession plan in place. But preparing for how to leave your company and knowing who will take over after you leave is part of planning for both your future and that of your business. If you're a sole proprietor, typically there are no employees or investors to worry about. So you can pay off your debts, sell the business's assets, and then inform customers and vendors about the sale. When partners are involved, closing a business gets a bit more complicated. First, the partnership agreement created by the partners should outline the steps for a partner leaving the business. The loss of one partner does not necessarily mean the company's closure. However, what happens to a partner's share of the business is an important consideration. Will the retiring partner be able to sell their shares to an outside party, retain the shares, or be bought out by any remaining partners? Also, to protect yourself from future liability, it's crucial to formally file a retirement notice with the partnership with specific dates for retirement. Have your attorney help you with exact wording. This way, the retiree is protected from the company's liabilities and the partnership is protected from any liabilities associated with the retiring partner. In the corporate world, there's always another employee waiting in the wings to take the place of a coworker who has retired. That's not usually the case for a small business owner who has employees. They typically have a difficult time relinquishing control to just anyone. The succession option is implementing an employee stock ownership plan, ESOP. This type of plan allows employees to become beneficial owners and provides tax advantages for the selling owner. Whichever option you choose, put everything in writing to prevent any legal problems or confusion for your employees. While these processes and eventually handing over the reins to your business may seem daunting, taking the time to plan ahead will alleviate many of your future headaches. To get started in your succession planning, first speak with a lawyer. He or she will help determine the legal requirements for creating a succession plan. Make a list of people or groups who may want to take over your business. It could be an employee, a group of employees, a partner, a vendor, or a family member. Consider whether any of these people or groups are prepared to take over your business. Are they capable of buying it? Consider any work that may need to be done up front to prepare your successors to take charge, as well as any controls that may need to be put in place. The third thing you should do is build your support team. Creating a retirement plan for you and your employees requires strong knowledge of investments and tax law. Working with the right professionals can help you plan effectively for every step. Choosing a financial expert to steer you through retirement is a smart move. It can become overwhelming to look at all the available options. This way, you don't have to wonder if you're making the right decision to match your requirements and situations. But you should really have a planning team. The team should consist of a financial advisor. This person assists with investments and retirement planning, employee benefits, succession planning, and business valuation, as well as general financial decisions such as cash flow, debt, and risk management. A certified public accountant. Hiring a CPA minimizes your tax liability and ensures that your taxes are done properly. A CPA can also help you choose the right retirement plan based on how much you want to contribute in pre- and post-tax dollars. A business attorney. This person ensures that your business entity and any contracts are structured and executed correctly. They also check that your current business format is the best option and advise you on any changes. If you listen to Financial Insanity, you've heard Scott McLean refer to the three blind mice. That's what he calls the financial advisor, the accountant, and the attorney for an individual who do not talk to each other. Ideally, all these professionals should work together to ensure that everything each professional is doing is in alignment with the goals of both the business and the business owner. Let them work together and do the job that you hired them for. Then you can focus your energy on doing things that makes you successful and happy. How would you get started in building your support team? Hopefully, you already have these three professionals as part of your support team. If you do, you need to make sure they are the right ones for your needs. If they are not, then you need to interview reputable professionals who may be good advisors to help you build and execute your plan. Make sure they have expertise in all the areas where you need help, whether it's securities, corporate law, or taxes. Talk about their fees and compensation structure. Once you choose your team, make them aware of your goals. Schedule regular meetings with one or more of them to check in and track your progress. And as I stated before, make sure they are working together for your best interest. You don't want those three blind mice. The fourth step you should take is to plan how you'll step out of your business. If you intend to fund your retirement plan through the sale of your business, you'll need to plan early to ensure that it's ready for potential buyers. Many times, business owners don't prepare for the sale of their business. This is either because they don't know how, or they always expected the kids to take over the business. Of course, you could always just liquidate the business. But while that's one of the faster options, it has the lowest return on investment for the owner. That's because the only value comes from the sold assets. To avoid this situation, start approaching potential successors several years before you plan to retire. You want to find out if they are actually interested in taking over the business. You should also think about addressing its weaknesses to make it more lucrative. Maybe you would also want to grow your business. Growth now can turn into more profits later, making the business even more appealing. Plus, you can take the time to fix anything that would make the business harder to sell. If your kids are not interested and potential successors so little or no interest, you should obtain a valuation of your business. You should start planning for a sale 3 to 5 years before you actually want to retire. What should you do to get started on this step? One of the biggest mistakes a small business owner can make when preparing for retirement is overestimating the value of their business. Counting entirely on the sale of the business to fully fund a long retirement is problematic for many reasons. As you age, so potentially does your client base. An older demographic might not be attractive to a brand new buyer. Likewise, if the success of your business lies in part with your personal customer relationships, you leaving the business can bring the value down. These factors come into play when conducting a business valuation or estimating the future saleability of your small business. If you're selling the business, obtain a valuation from an independent company. This way, you have a realistic expectation of what you can expect to receive from a buyer. Also, make sure you know whether you want to step away from the business completely or are willing to stay on for a few years in an earn-out arrangement. Minimizing taxes is usually a major concern for sellers, so work with your CPA, attorney, and financial advisor to ensure that you understand the potential tax implications from your business sale. If you have business debt, deal with it. Unaddressed debt can stifle small business owners' retirement plans. However, it's rare for business owners to be debt-free. That means you shouldn't feel ashamed or scared of debt. Instead, come up with a practical plan for gradually tackling it. Start by creating a written record of all your business expenses and debts for a given month. It's often challenging to gain an accurate perspective without putting it all down on paper. You can then consider how much money exists to pay off the debt. Next, look at all your debt and prioritize them by interest rates. high interest rates can become more problematic than many people realize. Consider how you could become less dependent on credit cards, too. Having 4 credit card accounts as a business helps you maintain a positive credit history. However, evaluate if you should close some accounts after paying them off. Consider transitioning to different ways of paying for things, such as by using cash or checks. You'll also need to start decreasing your role in business operations. Work toward a goal of being less involved in the day-to-day activities of the business. Businesses that require the owner to work long hours are less attractive to buyers. List all of the things your successor will need to know how to do once they take over the business, especially if all the things only you know how to do at the moment. Map out when and how much time you'll need to spend teaching them those things. Also consider any help they're likely to need administering the business. If your successor is already an employee at your business, will they need to backfill for their current role? Remember that independent business evaluation? That's how much you can reasonably expect the buyer will pay for your business. Will your successor need a business loan to finance this purchase? If so, study the different types of loans to know which one might work best for them. Think about what the buyer will need to qualify for a loan. Maybe you're in a position to finance the purchase yourself by holding a promissory note. While this could be an option that would provide you with some interest income, it's typically a last resort. Another possibility is to sell the business to a competing company that's ready for an acquisition. This option can be very profitable for the current owner, but the risk is that the acquiring company may fold your business after it owns it. The fifth thing to do is to diversify your retirement savings. You'll ideally have several paths to reaching your retirement goals. Selling a business is one way to fund retirement. Many experts warn about the dangers of relying solely on money from a sale to bankroll your golden years. Many people invest in the stock market. Another widely utilized possibility is to get enrolled in a retirement plan. These plans often allow both you and your employees to contribute money to them. The main types of plans are a simple IRA. You may also know this option by its longer name, the Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees. It allows both employees and employers to contribute to a traditional IRA. You qualify if your company has 100 employees or fewer, or if you operate as a sole proprietor. Then there's a simple employee pension, a SEP plan. This is another retirement plan that both employees and employers can contribute. There are no requirements to have a certain size or type of business before setting up a SEP. A small business owner is an employee under SEP, and they contribute to their employees' accounts. There's a Roth IRA. Some primary benefits of a Roth IRA are that your investments grow tax-free, and there are no taxes on withdrawals made during retirement. However, your contributions are not tax-free. There's a solo 401k. This is a retirement investment type plan for small business owners without employees. It allows you to contribute as both an employee and employer, but there are maximum amounts permitted under each type. The total contribution allowed in 2022 is $61,000. However, if you're age 50 or older, the rules allow making an extra $6,500 catch-up contribution. And the last is a traditional IRA. A traditional IRA permits small business owners and employees to invest money into them before taxes come out of their paychecks. Any such contributions get deducted from their taxable income, which means they'll pay less in taxes. Both pros and cons exist for all these options. Thus, it's crucial to take enough time to figure out which one is the best for you. Similarly, if you're a sole proprietor and don't expect that to change, such a status makes you eligible for a solo 401k. Weigh your current cash flow with your current tax situation and long-term retirement planning goals. All of the retirement plans accomplish something a little bit different, so it's important to make an educated decision when establishing a plan. To get started, it's time to consider other assets and investments. Know what income your investments need to produce as part of your retirement plan. Then adjust your investments accordingly to meet those needs. This might be another time where it could be productive to work with a financial planner so you can best maximize your future income. Make sure your retirement and savings accounts are set up and funded. If you sponsor a retirement plan for employees, be sure you're contributing to that as well and invest that money to earn a return. The government offers the retirement plan startup cost tax credit to help small business owners offer retirement plans to their employees. It allows you to deduct 50% or $500 of plan startup and administrative costs for the first 3 years of your plan. If you match or make contribution to employee accounts, that money is also tax deductible. It allows you to contribute to your own retirement savings plan. And like your employees, you have the option of elective deferrals that may allow you to lower your income tax bracket. Additional tax credits may soon be available as federal lawmakers seek to make retirement plans more accessible and affordable for small business owners. For example, one bill under consideration would provide a tax credit to small businesses that auto-enroll their workers in their retirement plans. Consider opening separate savings or investment accounts outside of retirement accounts. This way you can save money without locking it up or needing to pay taxes on withdrawals later. Shop around for annuities or CDs that you can ladder to provide you with regular income once you quit working. A tough but necessary scenario to consider is what will happen if you pass away before retirement. If you need to provide for a still living spouse, an elderly parent, or dependent children, you will need certain provisions in your will to ensure their well-being. If you have built a lucrative, thriving business, you might consider passing the business on to your heirs in your will. An estate planning attorney can help guide you in these matters, since there will be tax implications to consider. Start your small business retirement planning process now. When you're a small business owner, it's often difficult to prioritize something solely related to yourself, such as your retirement. It's understandable you want to put your time and energy into helping the company succeed. Doing that can simultaneously assist your retirement strategy. However, take care not to focus so much on your business that retirement takes a back seat. The steps I've outlined can help you assess your current situation and retirement outlook. From there, it's easier to decide the best path forward for reaching your goals and looking forward to retirement. If navigating retirement savings seems overwhelming, work with your financial advisor. Your financial advisor can help to create a plan that puts you on track for retirement without compromising your current cash flow or lifestyle. Whether you plan to retire several decades from now or significantly sooner, it's never too early to start thinking about that life phase and how to get enough money for it. Don't procrastinate. Even if you feel as though you don't have the time to sit down and think about your retirement plan, make it a priority. Your future self will thank you. If you'd like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may reach me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.